Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It is me, the only me, Finistar 9, Tammy J, TJ, whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me broke. I might get upset. But then again, it might be true sometimes. But anyway, today we have a special guest. We have Yolanda McGlory, SlayMyFaith.com. For some reason, I was apparently kind of sleepy one day, and I thought it was saying like slapmyface.com, but it's slaymyface.com. But anyway, we have her on today. And also, Yolanda, if you're on, please press 1 so I can bring you on the show. Got some people in the queue. I just want to make sure we get the right person. So press 1, let me know you're there. All right, so before I bring her on, because I see she's there, and I just want to say she is, for me, like one of my close friends. One of those close friends that you don't always talk to all the time, but you still love them from afar. So she's one of those. But she's an awesome person, active duty Army, full time college student, and a unique presenter, which we'll be talking about with her today. So I'm gonna just bring her on without further ado. Today we have the beautiful Yolanda McGlory.
What?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
I need them to calm down.
Yeah.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. I am doing great. I was doing my hair before I realized what time it was.
And so you thought you was being on TV or something because you was doing your hair? Like,
no,
what's going
no,
on in your life?
I'm going to the promotion board, so I wanted to make sure that my hair was squared away so that doesn't count against me, you know.
Oh, my God, squared away. You have really completely went over to the Army side.
I know.
Busted out
with
squared away.
Yeah, man.
Squared away.
They make sure that they change our vocabulary. You know, you can only fight it so much, but when you hear the same words over and over again, eventually you're going to incorporate it in your everyday speech, so...
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So, we're just going to jump right into it. Everybody, a little about yourself. Like, I got the bio and everything, but just, you know, kind of condense it. Tell everybody just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to condense it. Like she said, my name is Yolanda McGlory. I am 32 years old. Thanks to heavens that I have good genes, you know. I was born and raised in San Diego, California by both my parents, and I have 14 siblings, believe it or not. I'm in the United States Army, like she said, a college student, and also a unique business owner.
Awesome. So 14 siblings.
Yes.
I can just imagine the fights. I don't know how big the house was, but bruh.
It wasn't big enough for 14, I'll tell you that. There are a lot of arguments, you know, when you try to wake up hella early in the morning so that you get the remote first and you control the TV for the rest of the day. That's the kind of household that it was.
Ah, okay. Wow. I can imagine a lot of fist fights. but tell us, you know, with everything that you're doing, with being a student, active duty military, and an entrepreneur, how do you balance everything?
In the beginning, it was a struggle. I will admit that, because when I joined the Army, my focus was the Army, but I knew that I wanted to go to school. So I just decided to start school. You know, you rank up in the Army, and then you realize that you need to have an education in order to go further in your career. I decided to join college. And then my high school friend actually is the one who introduced me to Unique. So I got to be regimented. I already know what I got to do in the Army. I got to wake up mad early, do things that I ordinarily wouldn't want to, and then I go home. While I'm there... I work in the training room, so that means that I have computer access. So on Sundays, I look to see what my coursework looks like, and then on my downtime at work, I do my schoolwork. So I usually have that done by the third day of the week, and then I can focus all the rest of my attention on my unique business.
Hmm. Okay, so you got it. Okay, you got it kind of mapped out. I'd have been pulling out my hair like I am some days if I had more hair. But okay, cool. All right, now you said that you were introduced to Unique through a high school friend. So how did that whole thing, like, how did that conversation go with that instruction?
You know what? I hope that she's listening. Her name is Jennifer Gibson, right? So I would see her posting about mascara. That's all I would see is mascara this and mascara that. And she messaged me times actually about, you know, these parties that she's throwing and she wants me to go take a look at them. And so I told her flat out, I'm never going to wear your makeup. I've never heard of your makeup. I am a brand horse. I'm not going to wear your makeup. Point blank, period.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
I know I'm... Man, I'm a very blunt person. I was like, you know what? I won't wear your makeup, but I will try your mascara. Because before I even said I will try it, I did my own research because I don't take the word off of anybody. Different people get different results. So I went and I did massive research on the Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lash Mascara. And then I was like, all right, I'll buy from you. And so I bought the mascara, and I freaking loved it. And so fast forward, she messaged me again, and this time it was on Instagram. And she was like, I'm working on you. I'm working on you. She was, you know, complimenting me and said that I do, you know, awesome makeup or whatever, and then I'd be great in this business. And then I was like, you know what? You're right. So I signed up, and that was that.
Ah, okay. You gave it a shot, even though you were very skeptical. You were skeptical,
you know,
at first.
I just have this thing about makeup. Like, if I don't hear about it, like you hear about MAC and, you know, Bobbi Brown and Sephora and all this, that, and third, I've never heard of Unique. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm like, oh, it's probably cheap makeup. It's probably, you know, crap makeup. So I'm not going to buy it. I will, but you can't mess up mascara. You can't. No matter how hard you try. So I'm like, I will buy that. No problem.
Okay. Now, what I want to know is that you have slaymyfaith.com. I swear, I was about to say one day, I don't know what I was doing when I was, like, getting everything together for the interview. I was like, slap my face. And I'm like, it's Slay My Faith. Wake up. Wake up, Tammy. What's going on? So where did you come up with Slay My Faith? I mean, slay, yeah, but where did you, what made you put that all together?
Okay, so when I was going to establish my, put my footprint in Unique, I wanted to be different. You know, you see a lot of people that have Unique something in their name, and I wanted to set myself apart from all of that. Mm-hmm. In my community, and by my community, I mean, you know, like the African-American community or the LGBT community, we use different words to express different things.
Yeah.
So when you see somebody whose makeup is just put together, they slayed. You like, your face is slayed, sure, or your face is beat down, bitch. You know what I mean? You hear things like that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to stay professional, but I also wanted to be relatable. So I chose Slay My Face.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. I mean, like, I figured it was close to what I thought, so yeah. Okay, I thought right. All right. Okay. Now, here's the big question, because I'm going to tell you, I saw you posting on Facebook about it a lot, and I was like, she is hard down serious, like, for real. And I was happy because I like to see you in that mode, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, God, man. And you just said, you know, F all this other stuff these people talking about. I'm really just about to just do my own thing. I don't care. You was just going in, and I was like, And then I saw invite, like, I saw you send me a message about hosting a lash party. I'm like, what the heck? Now, she knows I don't wear no dang on makeup, but I wanted to know, you know, because you were like, you don't have to, what did you, I forgot what you said, Jesus, forget what I just said, but the
unique lash
party.
Well, you don't have to wear the makeup to share the makeup.
Yeah,
you don't.
You know I don't
so.
Do it. tell us what a unique lash party is.
Okay. I'm going to try to make this, like, as easy and as simple as possible. Seriously.
Okay.
Seriously, a unique lash party. When you hear party, you think it's a gathering of people at some brick-and-mortar place, somebody's house. It's not.
Eating wings.
A unique... You know what? You can't eat wings. You can't eat wings at your last party because you're going to be in your own house. So a last party basically is an online event. It's all conducted online. It's an online bash. You create a link. You can create the event name. You can call it whatever you want. Basically, you create a link that drives all the business to you, so you get all the credit, and you earn free makeup. Mm-hmm. You share the link with your friends on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, you know, social network that you like. That's it. It's not
You know I ain't looking for no free makeup. What else we get? Money?
But, well, if you join. If you join, yes, ma'am. If you join, yes, you will get money. But, yeah, it's really just a last party is you can invite as many people as you want. We kind of, you know, it's smarter to do around 50 people, you know, and then you just socialize with them, talk about the products with them in, you know, like a Facebook post or a message, and they shop from the comfort of their own houses.
Okay. Well.
Yes.
Real quick, I do got to send out a shout-out to our sponsors, Lovely Poetic Locks, Super Ink, Phoenix Star 9 Online. Make sure you check out the website, www.rainbow-rendezvous.com. Also, make sure that you go by Yolanda's website, slaymyface.com. I went by that. I was like, oh, this is on point. I see.
Yes, ma'am.
I was like, ugh. And also, let me send out a quick shout-out to Lydia. I see you. Anyway, we're back. Now, so slaymyface.com. Yo, you have a lot going on. Like, you really do. And you really answered my question about how someone could hold – well, you kind of answered it about how someone could hold their own lash party. So the best way for them to reach you in order to do that would be to just go to slaymyface.com and what? Like, how would they – what would they need to do?
They can reach me on any avenue. If they want to reach out to me on Instagram, then reach out to me on Instagram. I post my business cards online because, you know, there's no other way for me to do it socially online. So you can call my number. It doesn't matter. You can reach me by my personal email address, which is mcgloryy@yahoo.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook. My personal Facebook is Yolanda. It's a public Facebook, so you can message me on that or go to my business Facebook page, which is facebook.com/slaymyface. Or like you said, go to slaymyface.com.
Okay, cool. I hope everybody's taking this in.
And I talk real fast, so if I need to slow down, just let me know. It's a Cali thing, so my bad.
Yeah, y'all are fast talkers, and y'all like to make up words, too. Like, anyway, I'm not going to get too much on Cal. I'm not going to do it. Not today. I'm keeping it professional today. And also, to the people that are listening, if you want to talk, let me know. Press 1, and I can bring you on if you have a question for our guest or a shout-out or you just have something that you want to say or, you know, give her kudos or whatever. You know, we'll get to you. But I want to go ahead and get this question in first. Now, you also mentioned that you were drawn to them because of their foundation for battered and abused women. So can you tell us a little bit about that and what made you connect so strongly to that cause?
Yes. It's called the Unique Foundation. And basically it helps women who have suffered childhood sexual abuse. Or if you're currently suffering from, you know, sexual abuse. The whole foundation is surrounded or encompassing that. We give back to our women. We pretty much want to give our women their voices back. They were robbed of their voices at a young age, and we want to give them their power back, make them feel good about themselves. And in all honesty, it's as simple as sharing Unique. It's that simple. You can make a donation if you don't want to, you know, be a Unique presenter. You can go to my site or any presenter's site and make a donation to this foundation so that you can help sexually abused women. I was drawn close to it because everybody has a story. I'm not going to go in too deep, I was raised around that type of scene, for lack of a better word. So yeah. I didn't have a voice as a child, but I'm an adult now. So now I'm going to express my opinion and tell everybody that it's wrong, and we are here to help you. And if I do that through selling a mascara or an eyeshadow or a lipstick, then I'm going to do it.
Word. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
So the audience, like, you know, they've been asking, okay, guys, look, we know, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They be going wild. They go wild with lipstick. That's dope, and I know if you don't want to share, I appreciate you just even sharing that bit, you know, and letting people know that you have that. So, my next question for you is this. Like, what are you majoring in right now? What made you, you know, I know you talked earlier a little bit about, you know, wanting to go kind of get back into school, but what made you say this is what you're picking as a major, and what is that major?
Well, I said earlier that I decided to go to school, but I'm actually majoring in finance, business finances and accounting. I have a love of numbers, math, and money. So I decided to go back to school. I decided a few times, actually. I am definitely a trial and error girl. I've tried two times before to go back to school, and it just blew up in my face. But this time I took the initiative because I believe in self-development. It's definitely essential throughout our lives in order to be the best versions of ourselves. So that's why I chose to go back to school. And with finance and accounting, you can utilize that in any aspect of your life. And I'm going to use that degree to, you know, further catapult my unique business.
Okay. I like that. Look at you.
Thank you.
Don't let it go this time, now. Don't let it go this time.
No, ma'am. Right. I got too much riding on it.
Oh, I hear you. Okay. So, what advice would you give someone that wanted to become a unique presenter? Like, who would this best be fitted for, you think?
You know what? I can't say who it's best suited for. It's really a personal thing. It can be suited for males if they happen to be male makeup artists, or if they have to be, you know, in the drag scene, it could be for them. The advice that I give to anyone, to be honest with you, is to try the product before you even make the decision to become a presenter. Because you can't really be successful at anything if you don't believe in what you're sharing or selling. Do you know what I mean? You need to do research, ask questions, and try the products. And if you love and believe in what you're selling, then you'll be successful. So that would be the advice that I have for anyone wanting to be a unique presenter. Do your own research.
Okay. Do your own research. That's something everybody should do. Do their own research. Now, what if someone wanted to go back to school? Because I know you said that you tried before a few times and it just didn't happen. So what advice would you give somebody that, you know, went through the same thing or wanted to go back?
Know what pushes you. Know your passion. And once you figure that out, get a degree in that. Because if you're passionate about it, you're going to be successful in it. You're going to see it through to the end. I would say don't just get a degree just to say that you have one. And I do realize that school isn't for everybody, and some people feel like they don't need it. But personal growth is a great thing, and you need to maintain your education throughout your whole life, even if it's as far as reading a book or learning a new word a day. You want to make sure that you keep your mind thriving and active. Just know your passion and know what you want to be in life, and then go get a degree in that, and then you won't be an unhappy student in debt.
Okay. I said in debt. All right, now, you crazy. Now, you ain't crazy.
No. We've talked about
back.
That.
I take crazy back. Take that back. All right. Now, what advice would you give somebody that wanted to join the military?
Don't.
Wait a minute.
Don't.
Okay.
No, okay, but seriously, like all jokes aside, the advice that I would give would be like the same answer as going to school or, you know, joining Unique. Do your research. Join when you're ready. Don't listen to your recruiter. Hint, hint.
Sales group.
Because that is, you know, it's like a sales thing. They're there for numbers. They will get you in any MOS to fill that slot. You know what I'm saying? So do your research. When they give you a list of things that you're qualified to do, research those MOSs or jobs at prior to signing your contract, because you'll be stuck with it for 2 to 3 years before you can even think about changing it. Like real life. And exercise trying to go to base prior to going to basic training, because you know they are trained to break you down physically, mentally, and emotionally. So you need to know your physical limitations before you join the military, and whether it's Air Force, you know, Army, and so on and so forth. And if you have a degree, go in as an officer. You bypass all of that enlisted nonsense, so to speak. So, yeah.
Yeah. The exercise part is too real. I thought I was about to have a heart attack when I first went there.
Yeah.
I was about
they
to lay down on
you.
The ground.
Yeah, the moment that you get off that bus. The moment you get off that bus, they are going to break you. As soon as your foot hits the soil, it's a done deal. So know your physical limitations and work on those so that you can go in there and excel.
Okay. Hope everybody's taking this in. Don't just join the military all hastily. Like, no.
Yeah,
don't
no.
Do it. Not right now.
No.
Don't
uh-uh.
Do it. All right. So my next question for you is this. So, like, I know that you were talking earlier about how you balance everything, which is a pretty
mm-hmm.
straightforward way. But what do you do when you're not doing any of those things? Like, what do you do in your off time? Or do you have off time?
Well, being a soldier is a 24/7 thing. So technically I don't. They can call me right now and I will have to go in. You know what I mean? But the times that I have before I get those text messages or phone calls, I like to read. I am a wordy. I love words and knowledge. I go to the movies. I love comedies and horror films, not chick flicks. Those things make me nauseous. and just
okay.
Be out, you know, out and about. Anywhere you go is like a great opportunity to meet new people, hear different stories of like how people got to where they are. Because, you know, they took a different route from you, but you guys ended up in the same place. So I like to hear about things like that. And I like to sing and do hair.
Yeah, we know you like to. Do they still have that app, that karaoke app?
What, that Smule app? Yeah, they do, but I'm not on it anymore because of you.
What did I do? Why?
You're trying to get me into, like, the what do you call them things? The studios, and I'm like, no, this is for fun. I'm too shy.
You can sing, and I'm upset.
Yeah, but I'm shy.
But it's my fault.
I'm shy. I deleted that app. Yeah.
Doggone it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I caused y'all to lose a person.
It's
it
okay.
It was fun. I got all the points. So anyway, moving right along. Who are your heroes? Like, who do you look up to?
Oh, wow. Heroes? Can I, like, say that people who have inspired me or, like, I've liked certain things, I wouldn't call anybody my hero, to be honest with you.
Yeah, of course. That's fine.
So Martin Luther King has inspired me. His opposite in life, Malcolm X, has inspired me. Believe it or not, Dave Chappelle and Paul Mooney have inspired me. And I know it's odd because Paul Mooney is psychotic and Dave Chappelle, you know, comes across as a race hater through his comedy, but there's a message in everything that each one of those people do. And they're so strong. That's the one thing that they have in common. Each one of them, in their different ways, want people to be a better version of them. They want them to be aware. They want them to be educated. So, you know, that's why I chose that, you know, odd group of people. But I do want to throw in there that my mom and I have butted heads, whether she knows it or not. We do have a, you know, an open relationship as far as communication goes, but through my childhood, as rough as it was, she didn't make the best choices, and it affected her children. Each one of them taking a different path in life, and each one of them not having the best results. But we won't get into that, but she's resilient.
Okay.
Faced with everything that she has been faced with, she's never given up on herself or her children, and that's why I chose her as, you know, somewhat of inspiration.
I know I just went all, like, fifth grade, book report, oral presentation on that one.
You know what? It is all right. It's okay. I'm quick on my feet, so it's all right.
I know. Right. I know. You sent me that this bio in, like, 2 seconds. Like, I was like, I just got up and got something to drink and came back, and then it was there. Instant. But that's dope. So you do seem to get that from, you know, from your mom, that resiliency and just being quick, you know, with a lot of things. So that's dope. And I know you've been through a lot. And I really am like, dang. It inspires me because I'm like, dang, yo, she's out here doing so much. And I'm just proud of you. So
yeah,
I have to tell you that.
Thank you. And a lot of people don't know my story. Because that open, but, you know, I come from abuse is how I would put it. I was abused as a child. I was abused in middle age, adolescence, and I was abused as an adult. So, but I don't let things like that tear me down because in the end, the only person that loses is myself. The abuser wins.
So I
want to be successful for myself. I want to be successful for my siblings to show them that, yeah, we all had rough starts, you know, but don't let that define who you are as a person. Be better than your situation. That's the only way that you'll get out of it. So.
Dope. Now, that sounded like a motto in itself, but do you have a personal motto that you live
yes,
by?
I do. And this actually was something that I heard from one of my wife's sisters, and that's basically someone who's in the unique business. And when I heard it, it made so much sense that it stuck with me, and it's my motto, which is consistency breeds success. It's self-explanatory.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. That's a true story. I've been getting that message from the universe all week. Just be consistent.
Yeah.
I'm like,
okay. Yeah, you have to be.
Consistency breeds success. Well,
mm-hmm.
that means you're going to be consistently doing a lot of interviews then because, you're pretty good at this stuff. You're doing good.
I don't know about all that.
You're doing good. Now,
thank you.
This is, you know, this is the last question, one of the last questions. If somebody wanted to reach out to you, I know you gave them information earlier, but you were also telling them that they could find you on if they were to reach out to you on social media. I don't think we had the social media for you. They have I went to the site and it had the social media for Unique, but it didn't have, you know, I didn't know. I remember you told me that you didn't have, a social media account set up for your business in particular, just like your personal, right? So
that
would be through the information on your business card.
Right. So
I
haven't quite transferred my social networks to let everybody know that I am now a unique presenter and I want the world to know, but I'm working on that. But if you know me, if you're listening, because I posted this that I was going to be on here on Twitter, if you know me from Twitter, if you know someone who loves makeup or is interested in, you know, being something other than what they're doing, is doing something other than what they're doing right now, they can reach out to me on Twitter. My Twitter is @YMACY. That's it. Everybody knows me as Macy, but my name is Yolanda. my personal Facebook is my first name twice, which is Yolanda. I do have an Instagram, which is YYMACYY, so it's Y Macy with 2 Ys at the end and the beginning. You can reach out to me on that, and again, my business card has my personal email address on it. If not, you can go to my Facebook page, my business page, which is facebook.slaymyface.com, or just go to www.slaymyface.com. They'll all lead you to the same place.
Oh, y'all heard it. And you know, even though this is live, you know, people will still be able to come back and listen to it. after it's over. Like, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, they can definitely come back and listen. So, you know, I know I gave you a slew of questions.
Yeah, you did.
Was there anything that I didn't ask you today that, you know, that you would like to have been asked? And if, you know, I didn't ask you, how would you answer that question if you had another question? I am, like, this is the Matrix right now. I just went Matrix. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm keeping up. It's okay. One thing I did want to go back to when you asked me about, you know, someone wanted to become a unique presenter, and I said that, you know, do your research. But I do want to add on to that. Some people are reluctant to become a participant in something that they are so uneducated about, or something that is not widely known. And this is what this is how I want to put it into perspective. When you slay your face, when you beat your face down, when you have your makeup so perfect, what do? You take a picture of yourself, right? You take
That's
a picture,
true.
you get the best angle, you get the best filter. Well, for us women,
when I get a haircut,
and
maybe.
Some,
go
and,
ahead, I'm sorry.
For us women and, you know, some men that put on makeup, when their face is displayed to the gods, they post a picture, right? And what happens after that? They get questions. What are you wearing? What's on your face? How did you do your eyebrows? What is that on your eyes?
True.
You know what I'm saying? They get question after question. And what do? Oh, yeah, this is the new MAC third. I got this from Sephora. This is Urban Decay, this, that, and that. And what are you doing? You're selling, and you don't even realize you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
You're selling through sharing. But the only difference between what I do and what you just did is that I get paid to do that. You understand? So with Unique, I get paid, seriously, to share Unique with other people, put makeup on, because I do it anyway, because I'm a makeup fanatic, post pictures, answer questions, sell products. I make money off of that. MAC didn't make money off of that. Coca-Cola didn't make money off of that. Rockaware, whatever you kids are wearing nowadays, didn't make money off of that.
I said Rockaware.
Whatever they're wearing, girl, I don't keep up with trends.
But
I just want people to think about that. Like, every day we are selling something, and we are not aware that we're selling something, but we're not getting paid for doing it. That's the difference between Unique and just taking a picture and posting whatever products you use on your face. Same thing with, like, YouTube tutorials. But you're not going to get credit for that. But if you join Unique, you will. And, you know, we don't just sell mascara. People hear about our Moodstruck 3D Fiberlash Mascara, but we're more than mascara. We are skincare. We are full-blown cosmetics. And, we do it through social networks, and we're women who love on other women and just love people, but we are definitely more than just mascara. It's an awesome company, and I'm glad that I'm a part of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah!
All right.
You're so weird. Right.
I know. You love me, though. So it's okay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know, I'm really happy that I was able to get you to come on the show. And because Lord knows, you know, you aren't always the person that would like to be put out in the forefront or even be doing something like this as far as interviewing and being on the radio or whatever. So I appreciate you just stepping outside of your comfort zone and coming on the show. Like, I really do. And so we'll talk about this last party stuff, okay? Like, now, you know, we'll definitely talk about it, okay? Like, you already put me on a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's another little hustle for me. So I definitely want to see what the skincare stuff is about. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Before we go, do you have any shout-outs, anything else that you'd like to say?
I want to shout you out, to be honest. I would never have thought to do a blog talk, view radio interview at all because, like you mentioned, a shell of a person. I'm like an introvert. I don't like attention, but I want to shout you out for even providing this opportunity for me to get the word out to Unique, to whomever is listening, and just give my friends a chance to understand what my crazy posts are all about. Why am I always posting about makeup or just or why there was a shift in my personality. Why am I so much more positive mm-hmm. and upbeat by how I was prior to joining Unique? So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank Jennifer Gibson, who, you know, brought Unique into my world, and everybody else that I encounter and still haven't encountered. I appreciate everybody.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have seen the change. I've definitely seen the change, and I'm like, that's what, like I said, that's what inspired me. I'm like, look at my friend. That's my friend. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, that's dope. So I just wanted to, you know, support you more and figure out how I can help you, you know, do what you're doing. So I was like, well, yeah, let me get her on here and have her talk about it, because I want to understand, and I felt like other people needed to know too, because I've never heard of Unique until I heard about it from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw you posting about it even before this interview. So I was like, what is she doing? You know? And I saw it, and I saw you put me in the group, and I don't know if that's a private group or a secret group, but the group. So, you know, I definitely have been checking it out. And, you know, you always got my support with everything. And I appreciate you.
Oh, you're so dope. You're so dope. Thank you.
don't be touching my heart like that. Anyway, we will wrap after this. Thank you again. And thank you to everybody that's listening again. Big shout-out to Lydia. Big shout-out to you for coming on and for everybody that shared this. From Kiba Giles, I don't know. I just say people's first names from Facebook and stuff. So thank you for sharing that, sharing the post, and everybody that does support the show, thank you for listening. And again, Yolanda, I will get with you a little later about the Lash Party, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week. And we shall
you
chat.
You too. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
You are welcome. All right, everybody, that was Yolanda the Glory of SlayMyFaith.com, a Unique presenter, college student, and active duty Army military woman. So we're going to go ahead and leave you guys. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, wonderful week. For those of you that are just beginning your quote-unquote weekend, I hope you enjoy that as well. Take some time out, you know, for yourself. I'm not going to be cliche. Take some time out and enjoy the view. No, this ain't the view. This is Rainbow Rendezvous. So I am out, and I will holler at everybody later. Have a great weekend, guys. Peace.